Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Grab you a drink, get in sync. Two assholes with a podcast, and we don't give a damn what you think. This is the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast. As always, I'm joined by my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine White Slicker. Follow us on all social media by clicking the link tree. Leave a like, rating, and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out a lot. This is the Sports Talk episode, as we do every week. We give you the latest and greatest in sports. But before we get into that, of course, what's been going on with you, bro?
I'm on vacation.
Vacation. How your vacation been, man?
Well, it just started today.
Oh, okay. Oh, so y'all like the whole week starting today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you had just like finished up.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm on vacation starting today. I left work early just to be on vacation.
That's good shit, man. That's good shit.
I left work yesterday at like 4:30.
Okay.
I'm like, nah. It's like, you ain't got nothing left for me to do. I'm gone.
Gone. So what you got planned over your vacation, man?
Nothing really. When you picked me up, though, I was at the people across the street. Their son's having a birthday party tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll take Anthony over there if he can wake his little butt up.
Cool, cool.
Because he likes to stay up all night.
Staying up all night playing video games?
Screaming and yelling and stuff.
Yeah. Do you think he could be a professional video game player?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I mean, if you're talking just playing for longevity, yeah.
Just playing for longevity.
You talking about playing for skill. I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's those are sports now. You can play professional.
I know.
Video games is a sport now, and they... You know, they get paid a lot of money for doing this stuff nowadays. Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That you could be a professional video game player.
Yeah, but you actually have to be good.
You got to be good. He ain't there yet.
Not to me. I don't know how you can play Fortnite for all these years and you still ain't that good at it. Like, I don't get it. Like, me, I play Madden and I'm a Madden expert. But, you know, when you go online and people be cheesing on certain players, it's different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I understand. You know, I'm not an online gamer.
Neither am I, because I don't like people. I don't like people online. I don't like you in my face.
I was looking at this game the other day, and I was looking at it, and it was like, it's full-on co-op. And I was like, why would I want to play this? Like... It looked like an interesting game, but it was full on co-op. Yeah, like, damn.
I'm not playing that.
I'm not playing that. No, buddy. So, yeah,
forget all that.
But of course, you know, the biggest news in sports right now is the retirement of Vincent Kennedy McMahon, the CEO. Well, he stepped down as CEO and chairman of the WWE first. He did that about, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Something like that.
His daughter took over. And then, was it yesterday? It was yesterday he announced his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
77 years old.
Yeah, so Stephanie and Nick Khan are co-CEOs.
Nick? I don't like Nick Khan.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He's just a businessman.
I don't like Nick Khan, though.
He don't bother me.
He don't bother you?
No.
Yeah. But big time stuff.
Like, you may not like Nick Khan, but Vince McMahon, while he was there, had the final say.
Yeah.
So, it all came down to Vince regardless.
Right. So, Stephanie McMahon, Nick Khan, co-CEOs of the company now.
Yep. Triple H is now back to his other position of head of talent relations, if I'm correct.
Right. Where do they go from here?
Yeah. First, they need to make sure. In the immediate future, I think things is gonna go as normal, and then you gotta put people that are good at the head of creative. Like, in my personal opinion, Paul Heyman, at least on SmackDown, should be head of creative.
Right.
As far as Raw goes, that I don't know. So, we shall see.
Mm-hmm. What about NXT? Who's head of creative in NXT?
Well, you got Shawn Michaels down there.
Shawn Michaels?
Okay. You know, he can... Because I doubt he wants to move up and do all that traveling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hopefully they'll be in a good place. We'll see what happens.
But I was listening to Sean Rossack because, you know, he gets all the news.
Right.
So I think as for right now, Bruce Pritchard is head of creative for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like John Laurinaitis, he's gone. And somebody else, I think, is eventually going to get fired. One of Vince's boys, you know.
Yeah.
One of his rapist friends.
One of his rapist friends.
So. And they need to get rid of the dude that do the camera cuts.
Kevin Dunn?
Yeah, get rid of him. He be ruining moments. Always want to get a crowd shot in there or something. Like, stop it, dude. And then they always got to correct his shots by doing some Twitter exclusive of what the shot should have really been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to fix it with them Twitter exclusives, man.
Yeah, man. Get him out of there.
Get him up out of there. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But you said that you didn't watch any wrestling at all.
I watched Monday Night Raw. That was it.
Okay.
And it wasn't a good show.
Wasn't a good show?
No.
Damn, really, man?
Like, the ending segment was Miz TV with Logan Paul.
Miz TV with Logan Paul. Okay.
Yeah, that's how the show ended. That's how you know it's a bad show. When Miz TV is your main event.
Well, Logan Paul is a special attraction, man. He's box office, right?
No. We wrestler fans. We don't give a shit about Logan Paul. You only in wrestling because you put all your money in Bitcoin, and Bitcoin ain't shit, and you broke.
I thought he was a YouTube guy, and I thought he was a boxing guy, right?
Yeah, but he put all his money in Bitcoin.
Oh, he did? Wow.
And Bitcoin is trash.
Why does everybody put all their money in Bitcoin?
Well, there was a point where it was booming. It ain't booming no more.
It's got the ups and downs. No, you think it's going to get back?
It's all downs.
It's all downs?
It's all downs.
You don't think it's going to get back?
I don't know.
That cryptocurrency, man? Is it another? It's other cryptocurrencies out there,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is the most lucrative.
I want to know who the fuck thought of cryptocurrencies. Like, why? What was the purpose of that shit?
To not use money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess, you know.
Spend money to not use money. Cool. Yeah, okay. Where do they accept Bitcoin? Like, I can't go to Walmart and be like, yo, I'm paying with this with my Bitcoin.
Yes, you can.
You can? Oh, yeah, you got a card that go with it, right? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I got one.
But it converts to actual currency, right? Oh, okay.
Yep.
I got a card that look like that. It's yellow. It's not a fucking Bitcoin joint, though.
Well, it's not a Bitcoin card. It's a Coinbase card.
Yeah.
And you can convert your coin, your crypto.
A card that look like it is.
You convert your crypto into cash.
Convert your crypto into cash.
There are places that just accept Bitcoin, period.
Yeah.
Or crypto.
But Logan Paul and Miz was the ending segment.
Yes.
We'll open the show.
Titus O'Neil
opened the show?
Yeah.
For what?
Because I assume Vince told him to go out there and say something good about the company.
Oh. Gotta have a black man. gotta have a black man go out there and say something good about the company, huh?
Technically, he is the ambassador for the WWE.
Global ambassador, yeah.
Yeah. And they were in Tampa. That's where he's from, so.
Correct. Okay. Good way to, good
they
way
also,
to kick
they
off
also talked trip. About all the good Titus has been doing, you know, with his charities and all that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely a good way to start off the show, man. Titus O'Neil, global ambassador. He does a lot of good stuff with his charity work and everything like that. So that's good.
After that, it was just a shit show.
Okay. I got it in front of me now. I wanted you to tell me because I ain't have it loaded up yet. But now I got it loaded up. So we had Carmella versus Bianca Belair.
Yep.
That was for the belt.
Yep.
Carmella won by count out.
No.
That wouldn't say.
That's 2 weeks ago.
That's 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. There was a stipulation if Carmella wins by count out, she wins the belt.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I was reading the stipulations. Oh, she won by pinfall. Bianca Belair hit her with the KOD and got the win.
Yes, so she's facing Becky at SummerSlam.
Facing Becky at SummerSlam.
Again.
Again.
Just like last year.
Right.
Great booking.
Great booking. Then we had the KO show. Kevin Owens comes back.
Mm-hmm.
His special guest was Riddle.
Yup.
And yeah. Seth Rollins comes out.
Yeah, Seth KO wanted to team up with Riddle and do Bro KO.
Bro KO, all right.
But then he started talking shit about Randy.
Right.
And, you know.
And Riddle ain't having that because no. you don't talk about Randy. Randy.
No.
Why does he say Randy like that? Like, just the way he says Randy.
It's all them shrooms or whatever, man. I don't know.
So that happens. Then we have Damian Priest versus Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. Rey Mysterio got his ass whooped.
Right.
Again.
Again.
Like he got his ass whooped the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They had asked Dominic to join the
yeah,
what do you call that shit? What do you call that shit?
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day, yeah.
Asked him. He said yes, only because they were beating the shit out of Rey.
Right.
And they said, no, it doesn't work like that. You only said yes because we were beating the shit out of your father. So they beat the shit out of him, too.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Rhea Ripley's still, you know, healing up.
Yep.
But I heard she's dating Buddy Murphy now.
Or yeah, I seen
Buddy Matthews, excuse me.
I seen pictures.
Oh, okay.
Good for them.
Cool. That's good shit. Good shit.
Good for them.
These people just be hopping, boy. They be hopping.
I mean, you got to keep it in the wrestling family.
Yeah. Seth Rollins faced off against Ezekiel.
Yep. Good match. Like the previous week that I don't remember.
Yeah, they've had two good matches in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw that match. I didn't watch the whole show, but I saw that match.
Okay.
So, two good matches in a row. Well, good for Elias. I mean, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. Sucks that, you know, you just got to keep them pins.
Yeah. Omos faced off against Angelo Dawkins.
Yeah.
Montez Ford out there. Jacked. Swole.
Yeah.
Like, how'd that dude get that big in a matter of a few months?
Dude, it's been gradual. You just ain't been watching enough.
Oh, okay.
But once you see it, you can't unsee it.
I can't unsee it, man. I'm like, dog, this dude is big. Yeah. And he ain't lose none of his, like, athleticism.
Yeah, because he skips leg day.
He skips leg day? Like, the man is just, like, you see this big bulky mug just jumping through the air, just like, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking shoulders and arms just sitting up there. I'm like, dog, Angelo Dawkins look kind of small now.
I don't like how Omos basically no-sold his finish, though, because he kicked out at one.
Oh, yeah, he did no-sell. He hella no-sold that joint.
He kicked out at one.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Like, just don't. I would. If I'm him, I'm not doing the finish. Like, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
Nobody kicks out of that. This dude kicked out at one.
Yeah. I saw the little meme of it. It was aggressive. It was aggressive. Like, he kicked out with power.
Mm-hmm. Like, pushed him right off. Like, get off me, little nigga.
You know, but that turned into, of course, a tag team match between Omos and MVP and the Street Profits. which the Street Profits won by disqualification.
Mm-hmm. Because the Usos, you know, hopped in and beat the shit out of them.
Yep. Then we had AJ Styles versus Theory. I didn't see this one. This is decent.
If I'm correct, it was a non-finish, so who cares?
Yeah. Okay. Then, of course, we had a six-woman tag. Alexa Bliss, Asuka, and Dana Brooke.
That match didn't even care. It was all about the 24/7 championship. Because almost every woman in the match, except for maybe Asuka, won the 24/7 championship during the match.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Even Alexa?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't think she was stooped that low.
Well, Nikki Cross won it, so she had to pin Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was stupid.
It was dumb. Okay. And then, of course, after that, we had the Logan Paul Miz segment. So that didn't seem like a good show.
Oh, you forgot the cameo from Veer.
Oh, he walked in? He had a cameo?
Miz was about to get an interview, but before Miz even got on the screen, Veer just popped up on the screen and said, boo, and walked off.
Why?
Like, you supposed to be a dominant big man. Now you walk on the screen and say, boo, and walk off?
Comedy act, bro.
He's one step away from that 24/7 championship, man. Word
off. So, WrestleView.com, they did a Twitter poll on whether or not this episode of Raw got a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
It was shit.
81.6% gave it a thumbs down.
I'm sure they did.
All right. So those were your Raw results. You didn't watch NXT?
No. I watched no wrestling after that.
Well, okay. Cameron Grimes and what do you call this guy? J.D. McDonough. I don't feel right calling this guy this, man.
So don't, man. We all know his name is Jordan Devlin. That's what the JD stands for. Just call him Jordan Devlin.
He beat Cameron Grimes by pinfall.
Crystal Young Vets got new names. Because they were the dyad or whatever the fuck. People in the hoods.
They're the people in the hoods. Okay.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Cora Jade threw her NXT Women's Tag Team Championship in the trash. That is exactly what they said. That is exactly what happened. Exactly what they said. They said she threw the damn belt in the trash.
So I heard.
Why?
Because the women's tag belts ain't worth shit.
Correct. Roderick Strong faced off.
I don't know why they just didn't hand them back over to Toxic Attraction.
I don't know.
Put the belt back on my girl, Gigi. You know, I don't care about JC Jane. Just give it back to Gigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Roderick Strong faced off against Damon Kemp. He got that pinfall victory.
Great.
Diamond Mine has challenged the D'Angelo family to an 8-man tag team match.
Girls included?
Yeah. Is that what it said?
Okay.
The NXT UK Tag Team Championships were on the line. Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, who are the champs, faced off against Pretty Deadly. They retained their tag team championships.
Of course they did.
By defeating Pretty Deadly. Jordan Devlin threatens to rip off Bron Breakker's shoulder.
I hope he does.
So, I hope that the Irish Ace is able to become the new NXT champion. I think he's an incredible wrestler. He's a good promo. The guy can talk. He can wrestle. He can get shit done.
Yeah, again, he's good.
Yeah.
I'm mad he didn't get a longer run when he was a cruiserweight champ. The cruiserweight champ. Till they made a new belt.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the pandemic was over, they had a match. And
made him drop it.
Yes.
Axiom. I don't know who that is. Axiom. And Dante Chen had a match. Of course.
This was Axiom. I think that's A-Kid's new name.
Yep. The former A-Kid. He's wearing a mask, though. Now.
Yes.
Gotcha. Axiom. He got the win. He got the win by pinfall. Of course, we knew that was going to happen, I guess. 20 woman, number one contender, battle royal.
I hated this. Happened. I didn't even see it, and I hated it because Zoe Stark won in her first match back from being injured. You know I hate Zoe Stark.
Yeah. She eliminated Jade as the last person in the match to become the new number one contender.
I think they're going to put the belt on her.
You think they're going to put the belt on her?
Yup.
Yeah.
I hope they don't. I mean, I'm not a fan of Mandy Rose, but I don't like Zoe Stark.
Right. And that was NXT. So that's how NXT went off with her winning this thing. Wendy Chu used a pillow to save herself from being eliminated. used a pillow to keep herself from being eliminated. Didn't watch AEW. I didn't watch any of these shows.
But I don't even care about any of these shows. That's why I didn't watch.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't watch. Let's talk about these Madden ratings. Fuck wrestling.
Let's talk about the Madden ratings.
Yeah, baby. All right. Nobody cares about this shit.
Let me pull up some of these Madden ratings here. Madden 23 ratings. All right. Now, I haven't had the privilege of, like, really, like, looking at these things.
I tried to post a bunch in the group.
Yeah, but I've only seen the ones that you posted in the group. And, you know, part of the 99 Club, there are four members in the 99 Club this year. That is Aaron Donald, who is on year number 6 of being in the 99 Club. Devontae Adams in the 99 Club. Miles Garrett, 99 Club. And Trent Williams, the first ever offensive lineman that's in the 99 Club. What do you think of the 99s?
I don't care.
Do you feel like any of them don't deserve it, or they all are deserving of being 99s, those four guys?
Maybe Devontae Adams don't deserve it.
He don't deserve a 99. Okay.
Let me see what you do without Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball.
Understood. I've always said this, man. The passes that Aaron Rodgers throw to this dude, they be right in the breadbasket every time. every time.
I'm not. I don't want to take away nothing from the man's skill. Because yeah. He is a phenomenal football player. But let me see what you do without Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball.
They got...
Because Mr. Pushoff, he was catching passes from the shittiest of shitty quarterbacks when he was in Houston.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? He's still putting up numbers.
Yeah, he might be not... His numbers might not be up there. Well, his rating might not be up there because he was injured half of the year last year. You know, but...
I'm just saying, though. He was catching passes from the shittiest of the shitty.
So, which position you want to go with first?
It don't even matter.
All right, let's go with the unappreciated position. We'll go with the halfbacks. Let's go with the halfbacks here. The unappreciated position. What the hell is wrong with this goddamn thing? apply, goddammit, apply. All right. So the... And it didn't even filter. What the hell?
Problems?
Yeah, this thing didn't even filter. I put position halfback and it didn't even filter. Okay, there it is. It filtered. So the highest rated running back on the game, of course, is Derrick Henry at a 97.
Okay.
Behind him, Christian McCaffrey at a 96, along with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb and Christian McCaffrey both at 96s.
Why is Christian McCaffrey up there? He's been hurt the last 2 years.
I think they're still just going off the skill. I mean, Derrick Henry was hurt as well.
But Derrick Henry was hurt 1 year. And actually, he even while he was hurt, he was still like the leading rusher.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the league. So that's you, he can have that. Christian McCaffrey barely played the last 2 years.
Understood.
He should not be up there.
Him and Nick Chubb were at the 96s. Jonathan Taylor, who was last year's leading rusher, the number one running back in the league
Taylor should be number two.
He's a 95. Dalvin Cook at a 94. Joe Mixon at a 93. Alvin Kamara at a 90. Aaron Jones at an 89. Austin Eckler and Ezekiel Elliott both at 88s.
Why is Zeke up there? He don't do nothing.
What do you mean he don't do nothing? He was a top 10 running back in rushing yards. And he played the entire season last year hurt. So, I mean, you got to get a man his props. He did his thing.
Did he? Know?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen him do nothing last year.
No, you ain't seen them as a whole do nothing. Well, actually, hold on. They did a feat that nobody else has ever done.
Which is?
They had, I think it's 4,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard rusher, 2 1,000-yard receivers, and on the defensive side, I think it was because Micah Parsons had double-digit sacks and homeboy had double-digit interceptions. They're the only team to ever do that, but they didn't win a playoff game.
Of course they did. It's the Cowboys.
After those guys, you had Josh Jacobs and Leonard Fournette at 87s, Kareem Hunt at an 86, Saquon at an 86, Cordell Patterson and Najee Harris at 85s, James Robinson and David Montgomery at 84s, and then you had Cam Akers and Chris Carson. Neither one of those dudes played last season, but they're both at 83s, along with Melvin Gordon at 83. Damian Harris, Javonte Williams at 82s, along with Miles Sanders. Is there any running back that you're looking for here that you didn't see, that you didn't hear from?
If you're talking about one of my Dolphins running backs, nah, I'm good.
Okay. Antonio Gibson was rated at 80 on the game, which, again, he was one of the best running backs in the league, even while being hurt half the year, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the Madden rating sucked.
Yeah. You know, let's go to the position that you posted in the group that you had a little bit of a problem with here.
What, the corner?
That is the cornerback position, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a big problem with this.
All right. So, the top-rated corner in the league that they had on Madden here was Jalen Ramsey at a 98. After him, it was Zaire Alexander at a 94.
Wasn't he hurt half the year?
Zaire?
Yeah.
He was hurt damn near the whole year. I think he only played like 4 games.
So why is he up there?
Tre'Davious White was at a 93 as well. He only played half the year.
Why is he up there?
Again, I think they're still just going off of last known talent. I mean, the guys were playing good when they were on the field. They got hurt. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, they were, both of those guys were playing good when they was on the field. They just got hurt. So I don't think they, again, I don't think they took injury into account. Maybe they took their injury rating down, but they didn't take their skill down due to them not playing. The number 4 corner was Darius Slay from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Xavier Howard's better than him.
He was rated a 92, along with Denzel Ward from the Cleveland Browns at a 92.
Xavier Howard's better than him.
I'll put up an argument on Denzel Ward. I'll put up an argument on Denzel Ward. Denzel Ward was the only corner in the league to shut down Ja'Marr Chase. He held him to one catch for 3 yards.
Okay. Xavier Howard didn't play him.
I understand, but I'm just saying, going off the if you hold one of the best receivers in the league to one catch for 3 yards, you got to be doing something good.
Xavier Howard didn't play him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying, I got to put up a little bit of an argument with that. You know, Marshawn Lattimore was after him at a 91.
According to Madden, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is only like the 16th best receiver.
18th.
Anyway.
So. According to Madden, 18th. Yeah. That's another issue. We'll talk about it. But Marshawn Lattimore and Stephon Gilmore were 8
like
were
91. Like Xavier Howard ain't better than Stephon Gilmore. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah. J.C. Jackson and Marlon Humphrey were both rated 90s. And then Xavier Howard, A.J. Terrell, and Kendall Fuller were all rated 89s. Byron Jones, your other corner, was rated an 87. So you guys got the best pair of corners as far as ratings are concerned in Madden. Well, I take that back. You guys and the Falcons. Because the Falcons' other corner, Casey Hayward, who used to play for the Chargers, is rated at 87. But you say Xavier Howard should have been where?
Definitely top five.
Top five? I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm not going to disagree with that because I've said it for a long time. I mean, I think the guy has great ball skills. I think he's a ball hawker corner. You know, I feel like his coverage skills could be better, but I can't say nothing about his instinct. If we got to put his awareness is at a 91. We could put his awareness higher than that.
Hell yeah.
As he's a ball hawker. They got his catching. His catching is at an 84, which is great. I mean, compared to corners, though. Compared to corners, an 84, that's pretty good. That's better than some receivers out there. Like, that's better than some receivers out there. So I think that, again, I think they could probably put his awareness up. I honestly think they got his speed at a 90 and his acceleration at a 94 and got his agility at an 87. I think those things could be changed. I think the guy is faster than what they're saying he is because he has such great closing speed to be able to get back if, for some reason, he's beat. He's shown that to me on tape over and over again.
Here's the thing. What I see, yes, that does happen, but I don't think he's getting beat. I think he's baiting the quarterback.
Well, even then, that's what I'm saying, though. you could put his acceleration higher than that. You could put his agility higher than that because he has the body control to do what he's doing. Like, that's stuff that you could put up higher to make his rating better. So I'm not going to disagree with you and say that he's not top five. To me, he's top five corner in the league. I believe that. I've never said anything different. You know, the only thing I've ever said about it is when you said he the best corner in the league, I said, hell no. Nah. That's the only thing I ever said about him. You know, so I agree with you, man. His rating is kind of low here. After that, they take a huge drop off. Shaquille Griffin, Trayvon Diggs, and Patrick Surtain, 84s and 83s.
That's kind of good for Patrick Surtain because he was a rookie last year.
Yeah. All right, so.
It's in the blood, man.
It's in the blood. It's in that blood, man.
Yeah, man. He need to come put that Dolphins jersey on and stop playing. Your pops is there.
Pops is there. So let's go. Middle linebacker next, man. The highest rated middle linebacker in the game of Madden is San Francisco 49ers middle linebacker Fred Warner. After him is DeMario Davis from the Saints, Levante David from the Buccaneers, and then Bobby Wagner at a 91 from the Rams. Then we got Eric Kendricks from the Vikings at an 88. DeAndre Camp.
Bobby Wagner was not that good last year.
He had 170 tackles.
Of course he did. There's nobody else on the team that could tackle.
His counterpart had 180 tackles. Jordan Brooks, the rookie. Dude. Like, these dudes was getting mad tackles.
I'm just saying. The rest of the squad sucked, though.
They did, but you can't say he wasn't good. He did his job. He had 173 tackles. Like, I ain't never seen. When the last time you see two linebackers total 300 and something tackles?
When your defensive line ain't shit, yeah. You gotta do
everything. But when the last time you seen that happen, though? Was it what? Was it Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs? Like, you know, to have a linebacker core that get that many tackles is crazy. But yes, when your defensive line's sticky, your secondary trash as well, that's what it is. Devin White at an 85. Tremaine Edmonds at an 84. That's from Buffalo. C.J. Mosley from the Jets at an 82, and Deion Jones from the Falcons at an 82. What's you guys' middle linebacker? What's his name? Jerome Baker, 79. He's ranked like 20th, depending.
There's a lot of 80s. There's things he's not good at, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
Okay.
You know, I'll play with him and Madden and boost that up to an 85.
Oh, he'll be good. He'll be good. He probably got the motherfucking what's the good G's to get up?
The superstar trait?
Yeah, the superstar trait. let's go wide receiver next, man.
All right.
So the highest rated wide receiver we already talked about, Devontae Adams, 99. They kept Cooper Kupp from out of the 99 club. They gave him a 98.
I know you weren't happy.
I was not happy about that. I feel like it's highway robbery. Like, come on, bro. The Triple Crown winner, you couldn't even put him at a 99, dog? Like, really? 1 point? Like, who does these Madden ratings where you couldn't give him 1 point?
Hey, man.
You know, they gave him awareness at a 99, his catching at a 99. Like, there was nothing they could do in that aspect. Maybe they could have made him like a couple points stronger. They put his strength at a 66. He'd be out there blocking fucking linebackers in run protection. Like, in run blocking. Come on, dude. In the run fits. He out here blocking. You couldn't give him a 66.
What's his blocking?
Oh, shit. Hold on.
There is a blocking, so.
Hold on. We got to go way over here. Oh, shit. Where the hell? They got his lead block at a 34. I don't see the regular blocking. I see his footwork in the 30s for blocking. Run blocking, 30 footwork. A 28. Where the hell is his run blocking? Like the actual run blocking.
Well, obviously, it's going to be in the 30s compared to everything else, so.
Are you serious right now? this guy's one of the best. Oh, they don't even have, like, the actual. I don't see it. All I see is the footwork.
All right.
Oh, here it is. Run blocking, 65.
That's not bad, though.
Not bad.
For
not
a
bad.
Receiver, that's.
Yeah, nice. It's not bad for a receiver. But, yeah, Tyreek Hill after that is at a 97. DeAndre Hopkins missed a push-off at a 96. Stephon Diggs at a 95. Justin Jefferson at a 93. Mike Evans at a 92. Keenan Allen at a 91. Terry McLaurin at a 91.
I don't understand why Tyreek Hill is only at a 97 and not a 99. What, because he's small?
I think his route running leaves something to be desired.
It don't matter when
like he can't
fast.
Run the whole route tree.
It don't matter when you that fast.
Yeah, he's fast. I give him that.
He got the 99 speed. I know that.
Yeah, he do got it. He got 99 speed and acceleration.
Ooh, I can't wait to play with that. I can't wait to play with that. Jaylen Waddle got 97 speed.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin 91, Amari Cooper 90, Michael Thomas a 90. Michael Thomas ain't played in 2 years either. Tyler Lockett a 90. Chris Godwin a 89.
Is Michael Thomas playing this year? He still got the mental health issues?
No, Michael Thomas ain't the one who had the mental health issues. That's Calvin Ridley.
Oh.
Michael Thomas got the ankle injuries. He ain't played in 2 years because of his ankles.
That nigga could have played.
He probably could have. DK Metcalf and Debo Samuel at 89s as well. Adam Thielen at an 88. DJ Moore at an 88. AJ Brown. Brandon Cooks.
I think DK Metcalf should be higher, man.
And Jamar Chase at 87. You think DK Metcalf should be higher?
Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a beast, man. It's not his fault he was getting double and triple team when because they ain't had no other receivers on the squad.
And they got Tyler Lockett.
It's not his fault he ain't had no other receivers on the squad.
Tyler Lockett rated a 90, bro.
Why is Tyler Lockett rated higher than him?
Because he's a better receiver? Like, just better in terms of overall, like, his route running ability is better. He gets open better. His hands are better than DK's. Like, I think he catches better.
Where Keenan Allen rated?
Keenan Allen was a 91.
He should be higher. That man is always open. Yeah. That man is always open. His route running is immaculate.
I think my issue here I think Justin Jefferson should be rated at least the same or not higher than Stephon Diggs. I think Justin Jefferson is just as good as Stephon Diggs, if not better. Stephon Diggs was rated a 95. Justin Jefferson is rated a 90.
First off, fuck Stephon Diggs. I'd love you if you were in a Dolphins jersey, but you're not, so go fuck yourself.
You know, Debo being at an 89.
Why is Debo 89? He ain't a receiver. That nigga a running back.
You know, Jamar Chase being at an 87. Still one of those things where it's like, come on, bro. Like, that man did his thing. Calvin Ridley.
There were games, though, when Jamar Chase did nothing.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
So right. They probably saw that.
Yeah. People look amazing when they play the Chiefs. They look amazing when they play the Chiefs. That's why everybody out here talk about Gabriel Davis now, because he played the Chiefs and got 4 touchdowns. Like, you know, that was the first game he did that? Like, and that was in the playoffs. Access had he caught that many passes for that many touchdowns in any other game? No. But your mental health guy, 86. Calvin Ridley, 86. Him and Mike Williams and Robert Woods all at 86s. CeeDee Lamb at an 85. Deontay Johnson from the Pittsburgh Steelers at an 85 as well as Hunter Renfrow. Your man Jalen Waddle comes in at an 84 along with Tyler Boyd, Marquise Brown, Cortland Sutton. All of those guys are at 84s. I think T. Higgins got short end of the stick hole here too. He got rated at an 83. I think T. Higgins is a little bit better than that, I think.
He's a victim of too many good goddamn receivers on that team. You know what I'm saying? You can't give them all 90s and shit.
Yeah. You know, Devontae Parker comes in at an 82.
What? 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 He shouldn't be 80 nothing. His injury alone should be 3 and just drop all his stats. Come on.
You gonna do that man like that?
Dude, he don't play for half the season. He had one good year, and that was the year we paid him, and then he did nothing after that.
Yeah. Christian Kirk got his money. He comes in at an 81.
Yeah, because he can run straight.
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster comes in at an 80.
Ain't he on the Chiefs?
Juju Smith-Schuster is on the Chiefs now, yep.
We'll see what Patrick Mahomes can turn him into.
Yeah. I was looking for... Who the hell am I looking for?
Where's Devontae Smith?
Oh, Devontae Smith was like an 83. He's an 83. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's an 85. He's above Jalen Waddle.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. 85.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man.
Jalen Waddle only led the... He broke the rookie record for catches in the season.
Correct.
Come on.
Hey, man. That's what they doing out here, man. I'm just telling you what they doing out here. You know? And let's what other position you want to know something about?
Well, you got to do this. You got to do quarterback.
Got to do quarterback. All right. So we will go to the quarterback position here now in the Madden Ravens. The top quarterback in Madden is, of course, Tom Brady at a 97. Behind him is Aaron Rodgers at a 96, Patrick Mahomes at a 95, Josh Allen at a 92, Joe Burrow at a 90, Dak Prescott at an 89, Justin Herbert at an 88, Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson both come in at 87s.
Why is Lamar... Whatever, keep going. Keep going.
Matthew Stafford comes in at an 85. Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray both come in at 84s.
Why is Kyler Murray up there? What does he do? What has he done? What has he done?
I don't know, man. So you don't believe that he's a better quarterback than Derek Carr, Ryan Tannehill, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Mac Jones? Mac Jones is a 78, by the way.
This dude lost one receiver and couldn't throw to nobody.
Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
He lost one receiver and couldn't throw to nobody. The whole season was downhill after this one receiver got hurt.
You're right, man. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right.
How are you a good quarterback? How are you a good quarterback?
I think they take his running into consideration.
Who the fuck cares about your running? You lost mad games because you lost one receiver.
Right.
One. And people talk shit about Tua. Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Teddy Bridgewater and...
Yes, I know. Tua Tagovailoa. 75, which...
Both 75s. Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields are both 74s. Carson Wentz and Zach Wilson are both 73s.
Why is Zach Wilson a 73?
I mean, at this point, I mean, he's one of the worst starting quarterbacks. Like,
he should be lower.
He should be lower?
Yeah.
Jared Goff's a 72. He Trey should be Lance lower than Jared 70. Goff. Trey Lance is 72. Davis Mills, a 71.
David Mills is better than all those guys.
Davis Mills, man, should be... Him and Mac Jones should have the same rate. Like, come on, bro. Mac Jones is a 76.
Why is Mac Jones a 76?
76, man.
Because he throws to the running back in the flat?
That's why he up there, man. Marcus Mariota, 71. Sam Darnold, 71. Andy Dalton, 70. Daniel Jones, 70. Then the rookie Desmond Ridder is a 70. Jacoby Beef Brisket is a 70.
No. And no, he should not be 70. He should be 59.
Malik Willis. And Mitchell Trubisky, along with Taylor Heineke, all 69s. Tyrod Taylor is 69 as well. Kenny Pickett, the rookie, 68. You know, Gardner Minshew, 67. Nick Foles, 68.
Gardner Minshew's better than that.
He's better than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. I would say so.
He's better than Matt Jones. That's for damn sure.
Drew Locke, a 66. And those are all we got right there as far as quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, a 62. Mason Rudolph, 62. Josh Allen, a 92?
No. He's higher than that.
Higher than that?
He's way better than a 92.
Right. Dak Prescott over Justin Herbert? Dak Prescott's an 89, Justin Herbert's an 88.
I would call them even.
You call them even? And then you were about to say something about Lamar Jackson. What was you going to say about Lamar Jackson?
He don't get no respect.
87.
He don't get no respect. He didn't get no respect coming out of college.
Nope.
As a Heisman Trophy winner.
Sure didn't.
And he don't get no respect as a MVP former MVP of the league.
Sure doesn't.
See, and I was like, come on.
You know, I mean, every single time we think they're going to have a decent group of receivers, a receiver leaves. Marquise Brown wanted to leave. He did come out and publicly state that it was not because of Lamar Jackson.
It's not.
But, you know, of course, people in the media, they're going to run with that. He only left because Lamar Jackson wasn't good enough as a quarterback. That's not true. Get this man some receivers. Like.
Yeah, it's the offense that's built around him. He can only do what the offense and what the coaches tell him to do. If you don't give him the weapons to throw the ball downfield, of course he's going to throw to nobody but the tight end.
Right.
You know? And their offense is predicated on running the ball, not throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Don't act like the man can't throw, because I will take Lamar Jackson in a second over Tua right now. You know what I'm saying? I will take Lamar Jackson in a second.
Yeah.
Give that man some weapons.
Yeah.
Don't act like he can't throw. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to act like this black man can't throw. And all he can do is run.
Yeah. You got to get that man some weapons, man. You got to put as much around him as possibly can. I think at first I thought they were on the right path. I mean, yes, Rashad Bateman, he was injured the majority of last season. But when he got on the field, he was a chain mover. Like, I think they said something like 68% of his catches was for a first down. Like, he was moving the chains for you. This guy going into year two, hopefully he can progress even further and be a better receiver this next coming year. They have their running backs that are going to be back. Reports say that J.K. Dobbins is going to be ready for week one. Gus Edwards as well is going to be ready for week one. If that is the case and they're able to utilize their entirety of their offense, we're going to see a pretty good Lamar Jackson. There's also been speculation that they're going to bring Julio Jones in. Should they bring Julio Jones in?
You can if you want. I mean, it can't hurt for the two games he's going to play.
Yeah. You know. I'm not going to argue Matthew Stafford's rating. 85 is decent to me. Dude, I'm okay with it.
I have something to say. Not about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes.
You believe Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is.
I've stated my arguments against Patrick Mahomes for years, and people said I was crazy. They called me crazy. They said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm saying, time after time, you look at this man running around like a chicken with his head cut off because he can't do one simple thing, and that step up in the pocket and just make a throw. Like, it just, you saw the Bengals. The Bengals played the same defense against this nigga two times in a row. It made him look crazy.
Like, we had him out there looking stupid when he played us.
Yeah.
Until our starting safety went down, and then it just opened up the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But we shut him down.
Yes. I'm like, dog.
And we can't do nothing with Josh Allen.
Yeah. And I keep saying it over and over again, man, it is Patrick Mahomes, his inability to do one simple thing. It's one simple thing. He can't do it. He just can't. But people look at me and they say, yo, you crazy. You out of your mind. And then when I tell them that I believe this dude struggles reading defenses post-snap, like the like if you in the coverage, he can read that shit, right? But if you rotate out, which y'all guys are famous for doing, you motherfuckers is incredible with that rotation off the line where – I don't know. I can't fully explain it. Like, you got to look at it in order to really see it. But y'all do this thing where y'all line up like you gon' fucking all-out blitz, but that depending on how the pass coverage is, y'all drop a dude out. And he can't read that shit. That's why y'all was shutting him down, because he couldn't read the shit. He can't read the post-snap adjustments that the defense makes. He can't read that shit. And that's his problem. That's why when the Bengals was out this joint rushing three and dropping eight in coverage, he was looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you guys are dropping eight in coverage? How you letting them get to you when they only rushing three people? Because you couldn't step up. He bails out of the backside of the pocket all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But people say I was crazy. I've been saying this for years. Like, that's his only flaw. If he can fix that, he'll probably be the best quarterback in the league.
The Bills gave none. Josh Allen one receiver, and that man is all world. One receiver.
I think they got Jameson Crowder this year. I think Jameson Crowder is gonna help him out too.
I'm just saying, like, because we all know his first 2 years he was not good. He was on his way to being a bust.
Yeah.
They gave that man Stephon Diggs, and it was
a wrap. Yep.
It was a wrap. He found somebody he couldn't overthrow. And he's been phenomenal ever since.
But here's the big question here.
Mm-hmm.
And Madden is rated Joe Burrow at a 90 and Justin Herbert at an 88. Who's better in your opinion? Joe Burrow's better?
It's not even close for me. I didn't like Herbert coming out of college. I didn't.
Understandable. You did admit you were wrong about him, though. You did say, like, I thought he was garbage.
He still ain't that good. He's on a team with phenomenal weapons.
Yeah, he's got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler. He's got phenomenal weapons.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you want for your quarterback anyway. You want your quarterback to have weapons.
Right.
He went to a team without weapons. If we would have drafted him, he'd still look like shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talks about Tua and Herbert. Like, okay. Well, when Tua was in college and he had weapons, he was the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
You know? So. He ain't had no weapons in Miami till right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we shall see what he going to do. We don't know. I'm just saying, like, Herbert went to a team with already weapons. For whatever reason, they just can't win with or without him. You know?
Yeah. Let's see who else we got here.
I'm looking forward to what's the dude in Jacksonville? The quarterback? I forgot his name.
Trevor Lawrence.
I'm looking forward to see what he can do this year.
Yeah.
With a coaching staff that actually knows how to coach.
Yeah.
and some decent weapons.
Of course, the best outside linebacker rated in the game is TJ Watt at a 96. Behind him is Khalil Mack at a 92, Joey Bosa at a 90, Chandler Jones at a 90, Darius Leonard at a 90, and Rashawn Gary from the Green Bay Packers at an 89, Roquan Smith from the Bears at an 89, Danielle Hunter from the Vikings at an 88, and Micah Parsons and Shaquille Barrett are both at 88s as well. What do you think of those?
At this stage, the only thing I would say is Bosa is better than Khalil Mack. But other than that,
okay.
You know, Khalil Mack, he got some age on him.
That's Joey Bosa.
Oh, Joey Bosa, whatever. Both Bosas.
Both Bosas is better than him. Okay.
You know.
I think Nick Bosa is considered a defensive end.
Still better than Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
You know. Either way, I'm just saying.
I understand Michael Parsons was only a rookie, but that man played incredible. To have him like the 10th, 11th best linebacker in the league after his rookie season, the way he played, I think they could bump him up just a little bit. But
they will.
Yeah.
Start week two.
Week two when the adjustments come out.
Yeah.
Don't make that adjustment, bro. He's up there now.
He'll be at 92 week two. Like,
you know. And like we was talking about the defensive ends, the top defense. Well, they got Aaron Donald listed as a defensive end. I have no idea why they have him listed as a defensive end. He's a defensive tackle, but whatever. Him and Myles Garrett are listed as defensive ends.
He does come off the edge, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But they're listed as 99s. Nick Bosa is listed as a 94. Cameron Hayward listed at a 93. Von Miller at a 92.
No. Playoff Von Miller, maybe.
Playoff Von Miller at a 92?
Yeah.
Not regular Von Miller.
Nah.
Cameron Jordan at a 91. DeMarcus Lawrence at a 90. Jeffrey Simmons, he's the defensive end out of Tennessee. He's a 88. Calais Campbell and J.J. Watt both at 87s. Ardrick Armstead.
You said J.J. Watt?
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
The dude that's always hurt?
Mm-hmm. They got him at 87. Yeah.
They just love that name, man. I swear, because that nigga don't play.
Yeah. Chase Young, 86. Grady Jarrett and Trey Hendrickson, both at 85s. Akeem Hicks at an 84. Carl Lawson at an 83. Emmanuel Agba at an 83. That's you guys' defensive men.
Yep.
Leonard Williams at an 83. And Robert Quinn at an 83 as well. What's your boy's name? What's your other guy's name? On the other side of Agba. What's his name? Phillips, right? Phillips?
I think they had him listed at linebacker.
Oh, okay. Damn. They got Christian Wilkins, your other defensive end.
Christian Wilkins ain't no DN. He's a D tackle.
He's a D tackle? They got him listed as a DN. He's a 78.
They do it in Madden all the time. They put him at DN, and I instantly move him to D tackle. That nigga is not no DN. He's not coming off the edge and out rushing nobody, though. I always move him to the inside.
You always move to the inside?
Hell yeah, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You got to put him where you think he's going to be the best. And if he's the best in the deep tackle formation, we can put him right there. You know? No problems putting him there. At the D tackle, the highest D tackle is Vita Vea from the Buccaneers. That's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
93 overall. Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders.
He sucks in Madden, though.
Who?
Vita Vea?
Yeah.
Because I picked him up last year. And he don't do nothing.
He don't do nothing. He's slow, though. He's not fast. He's not a fast guy. He's just big. He's big and strong. Dude's big and strong.
Okay, and he don't do nothing.
He don't do nothing for you. I get it, man. It's all right. Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders at a 92. Chris Jones at a 90.
I like Jonathan Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DeForest Buckner at a 90. Kenny Clark of the Green Bay Packers at an 89. Fletcher Cox at a 88. Michael Pierce of the Baltimore Ravens at an 88. Deron Payne of the Washington Commanders at an 87. Quinnen Williams of the Jets at an 86. And DJ Reader of the Bengals at an 84.
I have no arguments.
No arguments with that. All right. Let's take a look at, I think the last positions that we got here is safeties. Oh, no, I didn't do tight end either.
I have an issue with safety. Because they got that dude from Seattle in that former airplane nigga. He ranked too high.
You think he ranked too high?
He ain't a safety. He a linebacker. He don't do nothing safety. He don't get no interceptions. He ain't defending no passes.
Okay.
That nigga a linebacker.
Tyrann Mathieu is the highest rated safety at a 94. Behind him, Derwin James from the Chargers at a 93. Buda Baker at a 92. Kevin Byard from the Titans at a 92. Justin Simmons from the Broncos at a 91. Micah Hyde from the Bills at a 91. Harrison Smith from the Vikings at a 90. Jamal Adams.
Yeah,
the one that you're talking about at a 90, along
with... He ain't at 90 nothing. Along with nothing safety.
He don't do nothing safety.
Because he can't cover nobody. He's been in the league, what, 6 years, 7 years? Got, what, 2 interceptions? You ain't no safety.
Well, some safeties, they do play downhill. Like, they're better as, you know... they play that Troy Polamalu type role. But Troy Polamalu could play coverage. I'm not going to say Troy Polamalu. Because I knew what you was about to say. Troy Polamalu could play in coverage. But he revolutionized the safety position by being able to play at the line of scrimmage. So some people, that's how they play.
But Jamal Adams don't cover nobody.
Correct.
I would throw people at him all. I would throw the ball at him all day.
He ain't going to be back there.
Exactly. I would throw it at him all day.
Your boy Javon Holland is an 83.
Javon Holland is better than Jamal Adams.
That puts him, I think that's like 20. He's the 20th safety.
He's not getting no respect, but it's cool. Because he was a rookie last year.
I think he's really good, though.
He is really good.
You know. I mean, you know, I give people their credit when it's due. Like, you know, if I think you're a good player, I think you're a good player. I don't care what team you play for if you're a good player, you know. And I think he's a good player. I think Javon Holland is really good. What's your guy's other safety? What's the other guy's name? Shit. I'm blanking.
We have
Brandon Jones. Brandon Jones. That's who it is.
He can't cover worth a damn.
Yeah.
He's a Jamal Adams type where you got to put him back the line. Because he's the one who gets all our sacks coming from when he blitzes. Because he can't cover nobody.
Yeah.
And he's better than Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams don't get no sacks.
Oh, man. You're tarnishing the Jamal Adams' name out there. Like,
dude, the Jets didn't want to pay him for that reason. He can't cover nobody. When the Jets don't want you, there's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you when the Jets don't want you. Man, that is crazy.
Would you want him on your team?
Nah, I'm good.
Exactly. I wouldn't want him on mine either.
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Of course, the highest rated tight end is Travis Kelce at a 98. Behind him is George Kittle at a 97. And Mark Andrews, who was the best tight end in the league last year, is a 93. Darren Waller, 91. T.J. Hockenson, 89. Kyle Pitts, 89. Mike Gesicki, 86. Getting his respect out there.
He ain't getting no respect from the Dolphins, I'll tell you that.
Y'all didn't sign him to a contract extension, did you?
No.
Damn, dog.
He played on that franchise tender.
Yo, it surprised the hell out of me that man had like 130-some targets. I was like, yo, let me get this man the ball. Like, get
Dude,
that man
I'm
the
telling
ball.
You, they're just waiting on Hunter Long to do something.
Yeah.
And then they're getting rid of Gesicki.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert at 85.
Now, if Hunter Long don't take that step,
yeah,
then they got to sign Gesicki.
Yeah. Hunter Henry at 84. Zach Ertz at 84. Dawson Knox at 83. Tyler Higbee, 83. Dalton Schultz and Noah Fant, both 82s. Evan Engram, Sir Drops a Lot, 81. David Njoku, Robert Tonyan, and both at 80s. Austin Hooper, CJ Uzama, and Pat Freiermuth, all at 79.
Tunyon going to get you 4 touchdowns in one game, though. I don't know what game it's going to be, but he's going to get you 4 touchdowns in one game.
Aaron Rodgers is going to have a field day giving that man.
One game. And that'll be his highlight for the year. To make him look like a good tight end.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something funny about that. I literally said that on my podcast like 3 weeks ago. I was like, yo, Robert Tonyan is that guy who will give you 4 touchdowns in one game, and then you ain't going to hear from him for like 8 games after that.
Yep, everybody's gonna pick him in fantasy after that. And he's gonna get you like 0.6 points or whatever.
Yeah. But those right there, man, Madden ratings. Of course, you're always gonna have issues with the ratings that they put out. But it is what it is, man. You know? I think ain't Chad Johnson on one of these on the committee with this? Like he's a rating adjuster?
I don't know who does any of that.
Yeah. But you know. We got three players. That's a 98 and up. I'm okay with that. I'm gonna have fun playing Madden. You know.
I'm gonna have fun playing too. Cause I got Mostert, I think his speed's 95, Tyreek Hill's 99, Jalen Waddle 97.
I'm not okay with the speed ratings that you guys got. It's just not fair. Tyreek Hill a 99. Jalen Waddle a 97. Like, I'm not okay with these speed ratings that you guys got. I'm not looking forward to playing. You guys got a corner by the name of Kenyon Crossing that's a 95.
He probably won't make the roster.
They got him at what is his what's his overall? He's a 72 overall on the game.
He probably won't make the roster.
You know, Raheem Mostert a 95. I'm not okay with the speed that you guys got out here, man. I'm not all right with this. This is not fair.
It is fair.
It's just not fair.
As soon as I play Madden, I'm turning the injuries off. I'm putting Mostert in the starting lineup, and we. I don't play with injuries, people.
But I don't even think that we got one player that speed rating is a 90. Our dudes is slow as shit, nigga. Like we slow as shit, but we skilled. Like, niggas awareness is up there, but that speed, boy. Like
awareness means a lot though.
It does. It does, man.
Yeah. Especially on defense. Cause if your awareness is shit on defense, you out of place all the time. Offense is all about speed. You can have the shittiest awareness.
You can.
You know what I'm saying? But as long as you can outrun everybody.
Yeah. You know, the Madden team ratings, though, like the actual overall ratings, the Buccaneers is the highest rated overall team on the game. They are a 92. Their offense is a 92. And their defense is a 98. Their special teams a 75.
Why is their defense at a 98 when they get cooked by the Saints?
Their defense a 85. Their defense is an 85. Their offense is a 92. The Bills are behind them at an 89. The Bills' offense is an 89. Their defense is an 88. And their special teams is a 77.
I think the Bills have the best overall team.
You think they have the best overall team?
Yeah. Like, they should.
I think their receiving core is lackluster.
It doesn't matter. You got Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
He makes up for all.
Their running backs is
they don't run the ball. We know that. They don't run the ball anyway. Josh Allen's their running back.
We're at tie for number three with the Packers. Both of our teams are 88 overall. We have an 88 defense.
What is 88 about the Packers?
They got them an 87 defense and an 86 offense. Their special teams is a 68, though. I don't get how they are 88 if their specialties is a 68.
The math don't add up.
It don't add up, right?
They on that starter math.
Because they got us as an 88, and our defense is an 88, our offense is an 85, and our special teams is a 76. But we're at an 88 along with the Packers. That doesn't even make any sense.
It don't at all.
It don't. And then, after us, they got the Ravens here. But the Ravens, their offense is a 84, their defense is a 85, and their special teams is a 88. They got the highest rated special teams on the game. But they're just the 87. The math ain't adding up. Enough, dog. Where'd they put you guys?
against you guys. You guys are 83 overall. Your offense is a 79. Your defense is an 84. And your special teams is an 80. Teams that they have above you: Raiders, Browns, Cardinals, Broncos, Eagles, Bengals, Cowboys, 49ers, Chiefs, Chargers, Ravens.
I'm fine with that. All playoff teams except for the Chargers. Okay. We don't know what the nobody knows what our offense is going to look like, including me.
Right.
With the new head coach, new, almost new everything.
Who's rated the worst offense in the league? Who do you think they have as the worst offense?
It's got to be the Falcons, right?
No.
Bears?
Close. The Bears are second worst.
Hold on, let me think. Seattle?
Nope. Seattle's third worst.
The worst.
Yep, worst offense.
I don't know.
The Giants, 68.
Dude, they wouldn't be a 68 if their motherfuckers would stay healthy, man. Like, they really wouldn't. They'd right. be so much better than that if their dudes stay healthy.
Worst defense in the league.
I mean, there's a lot of shitty defenses out there. Falcons?
Close, they're third worst.
Jacksonville?
Nah. They're rated at 76. There's other defenses worse than them. A lot, actually.
I don't know.
The Texans. 70 defense is the worst defense on the game. The Texans.
I don't think their defense is that bad to be the worst.
After them is the Lions. Then the Falcons. Then the Giants. The Bears and the Seahawks.
I think the Bears are the worst team in the league overall, but
you think they're the worst team in the league overall?
Yeah.
Well. Could be. Could be. You think they're gonna have the worst record in the league? The Bears?
No. Well, yeah, they might.
They might.
They might. The Jets is right there.
Yeah, man.
Jets is going 0-11 to start the season.
Oh, we've already discussed that portion.
No, I'm just, it's not even about them. It's about all the good teams they play yeah. for the first 11 weeks. Okay.
You got your spray bottle? All right, man. So, you got anything else for the people, man, before we get out of here?
Go watch some WWE for the next couple weeks. It should be interesting without Vince McMahon in creative.
Yeah.
Not calling no shots.
Do you think he like mapped out a plan for them for the next?
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't listen to a fucking word he says. You retired. You're not part of the company. I wouldn't listen to a word he says.
Well, I mean, he still got options, right? He still got stock options, right? He's still like, yeah, he retired, but he still like, you know, got some share. He's got some stake.
Just because you got shares don't mean you got creative.
Yeah, he ain't got creative control anymore. But I'm just saying, like, he got stake in the company. Maybe on the board or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
I'm pretty sure the board is trying to get him to sell them goddamn stocks. I guarantee you something else is coming out in the next week or so that probably. He did. Vince said forever he was going to die in that creative chair at Gorilla.
Right. He didn't die in that chair.
No. He's died in his... I think Fitz will die in the next 3 years.
Wow.
Like, because he ain't got wrestling.
Yeah.
He ain't got wrestling. He lived for that shit.
Man.
He lived
for that shit. I mean, he's 77 years old, bro. 77 years old.
Okay. He lived for that shit.
Yeah.
So
it was a forced retirement.
I think so.
You think it was a forced retirement?
I really do think so. I think something else is... I think the Wall Street Journal... Because they're the ones doing all this reporting. Mm. I think they found something else.
Found something else. And man, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. And but we will see. We will see over the next couple weeks what's going
to
happen.
Bring all that man's dirt to light.
Yeah.
Bring it all out.
Yeah.
I don't even...
That's one of those things where it's like, yo, you got to retire because distance yourself for the company, bro. Like, for real. You got to distance yourself for the company, bro. Like, you know, we love you, but goddamn, bro. Like,
you got to go now.
We ain't going to tell nobody how much we paid you to go, but just go. You got to go, bro. You got to distance yourself. Yeah, so. I believe you're right about that, though. I believe there's some other stuff that's going to come out because that's what happens. First you get the scandal, oh, I'm going to step down. I step down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, oh, yeah, I got to leave. I got to leave because if I don't leave, you know, the company's associated with that. Because the first thing that they want to pop up when they see your name is, he's retired from.
Yeah, you no longer work here. Yeah. Plain and simple.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to be. You know.
He better sell his stock options to Stephanie and Trips and...
and hope they get him on the back end. Just hope they pay him out. Like, yeah.
Well, if he sells him, he's getting all that money. So it's not like he, you know, he ain't broke.
Right.
By all means, he ain't broke. If you can give out $12 million to bitches because you was doing some nasty shit, you ain't broke. Word.
I saw somewhere that reportedly The Rock was trying to purchase some stock in WWE if he doesn't already own some.
I saw that. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he does own some.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens.
I mean, he already bought the XFL off them niggas.
Yeah. I wonder what he's doing with that. I know they're coming along. Their season is going to kick off next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to check out, see what's going on with that. I haven't been looking up on any of that stuff.
Well, the last time we watched the XFL, it was good.
It was.
It was some good football.
Yeah. Vince had it. He did the right thing this time. It was good football. We just signed a dude from the USFL. We signed a quarterback, backup quarterback, Luis Perez. He played... for the USFL, we just signed him yesterday.
Hey, good for him, man.
Yeah.
Hope he makes the squad.
He's joining the quarterback room.
Hope he makes it, even if it's just if he gets onto the practice team.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, being Matthew Stafford's backup is not a bad job.
Dude, I would love to be a backup quarterback. You don't do nothing.
Yeah.
I seen on my Facebook. Tampa Bay got a quarterback who's been in the league 12 years. He's only thrown 4 passes. He's been in the league 12 years, only threw 4 passes.
Damn, bro.
Man. Caking, doing nothing. Literally doing nothing.
Yeah, man. He show up on the practice squad, though. He show up with the twos. He show up with the twos. Playing good. Good enough to keep the 2 job. Not good enough to make the 1. But just good enough to stay where he at.
Is he even in 2? We don't know that.
Oh, is he?
I said he's on the squad. I ain't saying he's a 2 or a 3.
I don't know, man.
You've been in the league 12 years, only threw 4 passes. You ain't no 2. All right, I'll tell you that right now. You ain't no 2.
I mean, it depends on who the starting quarterback is.
This is Tampa Bay. Before, like, come on.
Well, when Jameis was on the squad, he didn't get injured. He played every game for the Bucks.
And they regret that.
Yeah, you know.
You know,
I'm not saying he's been at Tampa Bay his whole career. I'm just saying that's where he is now.
This is the thing about some of these quarterbacks that have been out here. Like, Kirk Cousins has started a game. You know?
Why?
Before they had started Geno Smith fucking for the Giants, Eli Manning had played every game. Like, depends on who the motherfucking quarterback is. I think the only time Matthew Stafford missed time is when he, like, broke his back or some shit like that.
Nah, he tore his ACL.
Remember? Yeah, that's right. Tore his ACL.
Remember? He threw a touchdown on that torn ACL, too.
He played the rest of the game on the torn ACL. Yes. Yes. You know? Yeah. I think, though, he did have, like, a spinal injury, too, though. Back injury. But he played through. You know, you got those guys that just keep playing. You the backup quarterback, you ain't getting no snaps. Like, you get that one snap where you hand the ball off, where that quarterback getting a breather, getting his shit retaped.
Hey, if you a backup quarterback in Miami, you gonna play.
You think Bridgewater gonna get him a couple? He gonna get him some burn?
He gonna play at least two games.
Oh, okay.
I hope not to see him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to hear his name called.
Right.
But just because we added two linemen doesn't make our offensive line better. I mean, it's better than what it was, but
yeah.
It damn sure ain't great.
I understand.
Because Tua's blind side is.
Yeah.
So.
But
we can roll out.
We appreciate you guys listening to us as always, man. We will be back with you on Tuesday with a brand new episode. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Weisslicker. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense Podcast, and we out.
We out.